Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is a Friday. Welcome to the Business News Hour, and Friday fun is all in with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. We're going to be talking about stuff to do in the metro because CityView knows what to do.
Is it Friday?
It is. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Feels like a Thursday.
Only two more working days till Monday.
It is a Friday, Jeff.
Yeah.
Celebrate by doing these things.
That's right.
Celebrate. Yeah.
You guys got a lot of facial hair going on. Mm-hmm. What the heck's going on?
Well, I think it's mostly Jeff. I've had this for a sec, but
yeah, I know.
Jeff pops out of the car and I said, how cold is your face getting these days, right?
Yeah. I haven't shaved in 24 hours.
Wow.
Is that it?
Yeah.
This is months.
And he doesn't even take capsules of testosterone.
Like
testosterone.
Me.
Yeah, like you, yeah.
A daily one, yeah.
I donate.
You donate.
Yeah. He donates to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jeff Pitts. I got extra.
All right, moving on.
He's out of his mouth.
Yeah, right.
Got extra. And he keeps going up. Anyway.
Right. Sir? Yofi.
So, what are we looking
Friday.
At the list today?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we do here every Friday.
Okay, here, I'm going to...
So, maybe it's too much to testosterone,
I've
whatever that
stuff
is.
I've taken the microphone out of Jeff's hand.
Thank you.
A good. First time. Anyway, Friday night.
Yes.
Friday night. That's like Sunday. Anyway. Hoyt Sherman. The
I
band,
know Hoyt Sherman.
The band Kansas. Point of no
Carry
return
on
tour.
My wayward son.
You actually know Hoyt Sherman?
Oh, yeah, he's a good friend. Yeah, I mean, I'm that old. Yeah, Kansas is in
Kansas.
Town. Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing.
Favorite Kansas song.
You know, that's like yesterday was Ash Wednesday for some folks, and the Pope came out and said, wealth is like dust in the wind, and I had to put on my Twitter feed, cue Kansas.
How so? Wealth is like dust in the wind.
That's what he said. You know, I mean, I suspect.
Oh, you mean it's nothing?
Or right. It's, well, it goes away. It
goes away.
Yeah, all right. So,
didn't Abraham get told something about dust in the wind?
I don't know.
Anyway. So Kansas. Hoyt Sherman.
Nice.
Did we talk about them last week?
No.
No.
That's because Parker wasn't here last week.
Oh, yeah.
And Parker's got the music stuff.
That's right. Favorite, what, all right, moving on. More music. Also tonight, at the Civic Center, Rock of Ages, Broadway's best party is turning up the volume. 10th anniversary tour for the Rock of Ages is blazing across North America.
Cool.
Huh?
We got music from Styx, Poison, Twisted Sister, and beyond.
Twisted Sister. I love Twisted Sister.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to love Rock of Ages.
I guess.
You
yeah.
ever seen the movie adaptation?
No.
It stars Tom Cruise, I think.
What?
Yeah. I think.
Huh.
Really?
I think.
Well, we don't know.
I didn't even know there was a music adaptation.
Yeah.
Is it all 80s music?
Yeah. That era, at least.
Twisted Sister.
Well, see, it says right here. Yeah. Anyway.
What were you singing, Michael?
Twisted Sister. I can never remember the words to it, but I've got a friend who knows all the words to that.
Yeah.
And John sings it every chance he gets, you know? And he goes, yeah, it's just fun. Do you know what song I'm talking about? No, probably not.
Twisted Sister?
Yeah, Twisted Sister.
What's
their... I ain't got... Anyway, never mind.
Yeah. Favorite 80s music?
Twisted Sister.
Music? I don't know.
The Police.
Ooh. That, interesting.
That edges with 70s, but
yeah,
synchronicity, man. 83.
I had a cassette tape with Guns N' Roses' Lies.
Wow.
Listen to it over and you know, over he, and over.
Here's a really weird thing.
I still know the words.
For half of the 1980s, I was a morning guy on a radio station that played pop, you know, the top 40. I know nothing about those songs. I mean, I would just play them, you know, and do whatever the liner was that I had written. But I was more involved with making jokes and talking stories, and, you know, I never paid any attention to the music.
I've always wondered about that. As a in that role, you put the music on. Do you then? I always picture the person just sitting there listening. Then
no.
What are you doing?
There's a bazillion things going on. You know, I mean, you've got the. Okay, let's say you've got the song's 4 minutes long. Well, you've got that 4 minutes to prepare for, okay, what's coming up next on the spot break, if you've got, you know, commercials coming, if you're going to do the weather, or if you got school lunch menus, or if you're answering the phone, or all this stuff is going on in the background. And meanwhile, out of the radio is just all this music, and everybody's happy, and you got people running in and out, news people running in. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It really is.
So you were on the school lunch menu, Pete.
I did the school lunch menu. You bet. Oh, and school closings were always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd say, today, you know, whatever, school was closed. And the moment that you would stop the school closures, the phone would ring.
Right.
Yeah, and they'd go, is school on today? And you can hear the music in the background. They're listening to the radio station. You idiot.
They missed it. Though the same thing happens on the other end. You're listening to it and... Right as soon as you turn it on, and they usually do it in some kind of alphabetical order.
Right.
You realize they just said yours, but you missed it.
Yeah.
And now you have to listen. Like.
Yeah, I know.
Or I guess you could just call. I didn't know that was an option.
Just call, yeah. Just call and say, any school today? We got so bad that one time that, you know, the school superintendent, I'll never forget, she wasn't going to call off school. So we did this whole bit, you know, I mean, it was like a blizzard outside.
Uh-huh.
We did this whole bit about we had sound effects of helicopters dropping food, school lunches, you know, to the stranded students. That was great. June didn't like that.
Why didn't she just post it on the internet?
Huh? the internet, huh? Yeah.
Gun show tonight.
That's every day for Jeff Pitts.
Which way's the beach?
Yeah. Whoa. The gun.
Yeah, Iowa State Fairgrounds, Friday through
Sunday. I've been waiting for this for months.
Yeah?
It's a sure sign. It's Iowa, and it's coming to be spring. The gun show's here.
The gun show. You guys going?
Oh, yeah. Camping up, man. Getting deals. I'll take that Uzi and
what
that
does
grenade
go on
launcher.
At the gun show? Like, are there deals? Are you looking for a deal on a gun, or are you looking for rare stuff that's not available?
You firearms. You got to get firearms, man.
Yeah,
government's coming to get us. We gotta load up. Come on.
Careful, Michael. Careful.
They're coming. I'm telling you.
Yeah, 1 week.
You don't want to get the wrong people on.
We got 1 week to go.
We just got on every FBI and CIA list.
Here they come. So I'm telling
Last chance.
Yeah.
You won't be able to walk through airport security without getting strip searched.
Helicopters.
Is that the effect?
That's the effect, yeah. The black helicopters are in the sky now. Get those. Go to the gun show.
Or the comic book convention.
Oh, well, there you go.
Very similar demographic. Des Moines Comic Book Convention Saturday at Adventureland Inn. Comics from real old to present day will be available with a variety of related collectibles.
Huh.
Figurines.
Cars.
Books. Yeah.
Books, yeah.
Do you guys ever collect
comic books?
Yeah.
No.
For a very brief window in college.
I have 3 comic books in the other office.
What are they?
They're called The American Way. And a friend of mine, all right, Tim Lloyd, if you're listening, Tim, thank you very much for handing those to me about a year ago, and I promised I'd get it back to him. But I opened one up to try to figure out what the hell it was about.
Yeah.
I cannot get it. I don't understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand. I just don't.
You can't,
follow it. I'm into, like, Batman but the old Superman stuff, you know? And this is going just weird stuff. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. It's just American Way is what it's called.
So that's not a very ringing endorsement.
No, you know, probably the comic book. I'm going to the gun show. I'm telling you. Mount up.
And also at the state fairgrounds. More than just guns.
What?
Archery state tournament.
Oh, see, there you go.
It's gonna be like cowboys and
That's
Native
right.
Americans.
You know, I instructed archery for 2 summers at a summer camp.
Did you?
So I think I'm going to enroll.
You should go. Well, not, you can't enroll. you have to be somebody.
Listen, if I say that I if I say I instructed archery for six total months in northern Minnesota, they'll let me in.
Right this way, Mr. Reed.
And I'll get last place.
Parker Reed, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be appearing this weekend.
So, nice. Yeah, I know a thing or two.
So we got all kinds of deadly things going on at the state fair.
A lot of projectiles.
And high-performance swap meet and trade show.
What?
All three.
All this is going on?
It's a trio.
What is a high-performance?
Where did that? Oh, that's the same day. Okay.
What's a high-performance? Is that like cars or something?
I think it's toys. Oh. No. Oh, this is wild. Wait, it's 39th high-performance swap meet and trade show. It's like... Yeah, it's for automobiles, high performance. Cool.
Man, if I remember you right. Talk about testosterone. Yeah. We got it all at this Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Guns, archery. Guns, I mean,
bows and arrows, cars.
You just hit all three of
them. I know. You just walk around all day long out there at the State Fairgrounds. I'm like, oh, it's just me, man. Yeah, come on.
Next week, his voice will be even lower. Yeah. Won't even register.
And he'll have more hair on his face.
Yeah, it'll be down to here.
Right. Abe Lincoln.
God willing. All right. The Barnstormers, home opener.
Now, they are defending Saturday night. Their indoor championship, right?
Defending the United Bowl Championship. So they're looking to defend the title, led by head coach Dixie Wooten. Kickoff against Green Bay, 7:05 Saturday night at the Well.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm always interested. From what I understand, the people that play the game, the players, are not compensated very well. That's what I understand. Is that accurate, Jeff? Do you know?
At this level, they get depends how you define very well. I mean, a lot of them have jobs or other jobs.
I mean, is it $50 a game or something like that?
It's more than that, but so it's not a ton.
Now, it pales in comparison to the hockey team. You know, hockey guys are they make six figures easy.
Do they?
Oh yeah. So anyway, I was just kind of curious.
Yep, it's, I mean, they're working their way up. It's
or down.
Minor league football. Or down. Yeah. But, yeah, they won the title last year. Home opener this year, Saturday night. Also Saturday night.
Dixie Wooten. I like
that. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Iowa State men's basketball. I heard. I had a source that said Big 12 title for the Clones.
That's what I heard.
I did say those words.
And today? Not so much.
They are not close.
Yeah, okay.
Sinking like a boat anchor.
at the time, I said that I believe they were top three, but now they are firmly in the middle of the pack.
What about Iowa?
I haven't looked. I don't care.
Also sinking like a boat anchor.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
You know, they hit a couple last-second shots, and they get hyped up for a couple weeks. But so they're playing Texas Tech, the Cyclones, at home at Hilton, who – you know, if we play anything like we did against West Virginia, it's not going to go well.
Them boys in West Virginia can play that basketball.
They really can.
Mm-hmm. Not this year.
Which makes it worse. But, yeah, I believe that's the final regular season game for the Cyclones at home, so that's cool. And then Big 12 tournament next weekend.
Right. And then NCAA is coming to town.
That's right. Should be good. Hopefully one of either Iowa or Iowa State will be there. Okay, Sunday.
Sunday.
At the Botanical Center. You know the
Botanical
drill.
Blues?
Botanical Blues. Jody Bodley and Dewey Cantrell.
Yeah, I'm into the Botanical Center. I went there a couple weeks ago.
It was warm.
I told you. It was warm. I didn't see the bands playing, though. But a friend of mine does play in a band called something in the Stutterin' Jimmies or Stutterin'. Anyway, they played at the Botanical Center, and they said they really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's... For many reasons, people like the Botanical Center. It's cold outside, and it's warm in there.
Yeah, and it's kind of a really intimate gathering, you know? I mean, people are close in, and you can kind of schmooze with the audience, and it's kind of fun.
Tropical paradise, even it when is. It's negative.
Now, what they should do is, like, have, you know, Jamaican music or something going. Wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe one of these could be that.
It could be. I don't know. Steel drums and the whole thing. I love steel drums.
Jeff, are you good at the steel drums?
I dominate steel drums. Yeah.
I'm sure.
If I got you that for your birthday, would you perform a concert for us?
I'd probably put them on eBay.
It's very rude.
It's re-gift. All right. Yeah, so we got Botanical Blues going on Sunday.
Next week, Iowa Wolves run a gun against the Austin Spurs. Tips at 7 p.m. at the Well. We got a lot of big-time things going at the Well this week.
Yeah.
Including next Thursday, we have Blake Shelton, Friends and Heroes Tour.
Blake's school, yeah.
You know, it doesn't get much bigger in terms of the country realm.
Right.
You know.
In the course of history, who's going to be bigger, Blake Shelton or Kansas?
Oh, boy. Well, it depends. It depends on where, you know? I mean, Blake Shelton kind of rules the world.
Well, Blake Shelton is in the internet age where he's on the TV show.
Right.
You know, he has a lot of exposure, you know, via social media.
And the guys from Kansas are old.
And that immediately discredits
them. Yeah, exactly. Well, look at me. You know, nobody takes me seriously. I said, oh, well, yeah, just feed him some peanuts and let him go over there and sit down. You know, give him some peanuts, he'll feed the pigeons or something. You know, leave him alone.
People give you peanuts a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
You fly a lot, baby.
No, they just say, go feed the pigeons or something. Get out of my way.
Sure to be a spectacle. Blake Shelton, Thursday night.
All right.
At the well.
With special guest Lauren Elena. Just saying.
All right.
No idea who that is. More fairgrounds next week.
We got the, oh my God, sorry. We have the M2.
What?
Sorry, you're going to have to help me with this one.
M2 Masonry Seminar.
What?
It's going to be hot.
So besides that, on March 14th, we have the Iowa Select Draft Horse Auction.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Oh, hey, wait. What is a draft horse?
A draft horse is a big horse that pulls stuff around. Wait a minute. Isn't the Iowa Horse Fair coming up? Did I just not see that?
Where would it be?
Out of the fairgrounds.
I didn't see it on there.
Okay.
At the Well.
Yeah, at the Well. Yeah. All right. Well, because you said draft horses, I think that's coming up. Yeah. I think.
Maybe this auction's at the.
I know when it is. It's the end of the month. So okay. Never mind. It's not on your thing. It's coming up the end of the month, the Iowa Horse Fair.
Look forward to a future episode.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then also next week, Tuesday, Iowa Wild, rounding out the sports menu.
We've got, for all of those local sports fans, we got plenty. All at the Well. You can camp out if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's cold as hell.
And some people do. I've seen them.
Do you?
Oh, no. But I've seen people, you know. They get little tents out there.
I plow my driveway and I stay inside.
That's right. That's right.
I think those people are called homeless.
Oh, they're not going to the Well for the game. Well, I see.
Maybe I'm just
kidding. Yeah. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts talking about stuff to do in the Metro. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Yopi.
All right, Yopi's in. Yopi's in. Yeah. Yopi's looking, everybody. Yeah, well. All right, for all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, thank you guys for coming by with the news from City View. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Jeff and for Parker, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.